This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis says the Holy Mishnah, Boigeres Sheshas Hashneim Asar Chodesh, a Boigeres that waited 12 months. But we already know from Daf Ayin Amud Beis that you read it Boigeres Visheshas Hashneim Asar Chodesh, a Boigeres, or a woman that waited 12 months. For a Boigeres, you don't need that she waited 12 months. Basically, V'almana, or an almana, Shloishim Yoim, who waited 30 days, Reb Lezer Omer, Hol u'bala chai b'mezonoseh, since the husband has to support her, Yofer, he has the right to annul her nedarim. So, we learned earlier that once erusin happens, if the chasen or the kala decide, okay, let's do nesuin, so then we give a besula 12 months. If she's a bogeres, we basically say however much time passed since she became a bogeres, we'll deduct from the 12 months. If she's an almana, we only give her 1 month because she already has some of her needs from the previous marriage. Okay, so in any of these cases, whether 12 months pass for a Nara, who's a Besula, or if she's a Besula Boigeres, or if she's an Almana, 30 days, so then all these cases, if the husband doesn't want to do nesuin, he has to support her. And now the Mishnah is saying, since he has to support her, he gets to annul her nedarim. V'chachamim oimrim. However, the chachamim say, now usually the chachamim are a collective body of chachamim. Here the Ran will say that these chachamim is Rabbi Yeshua, who is the regular Baal Plukta of Rabbi Lezer. Ein ha-baal mefer ad she-tikanes l'shusa, the husband cannot annul the nedarim until she enters his domain. Says the Ran, habager sheshas yud beis chodesh hatiratzin alala abe gemar bageras v'sheshas yud beis chodesh halu balachai b'mezaynersa k'detnam b'parak afal pi denoisin l'besul yud beis chodesh. We learned in Ksubis that we give a basula 12 months, and then you have to support her. The husband could annul without the partnership of the father. Namely, okay, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Lezer, Umishna Rishayna, Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Lezer, who says that just like the husband has to support her, he could also be made for her Nedarim, Rabbi Lezer, and the original Mishnah, they say the same thing. We're now going to have the opportunity to review something that we have learned in Masechta Ksubis and Parak Afalpi. That now we learned in a Mishnah. Noisin l'basula shnei masar chodesh. We give a basula 12 months from the time the husband says that he wants to do nesuin lefarnes atzma to support herself. Higia shnei masar chodesh. When the 12 months come, oicheles mishalai, she could eat from his food. And therefore, v'oicheles b'truma, therefore she could even eat truma. Now, midday raisa, do you remember this? Midday raisa, an arusa is allowed to eat truma. A woman who is a bas Yisrael, who is an arusa to a kohen, is midday raisa allowed to eat truma. Why? She's kinyan kasbai. She's Kenyan Kasbai. He gives her money and he buys her. So even though in the modern world, they like to say the husband gives her money, gives her the ring, and she gives the husband the ring, because it's a mutual relationship, and they're both equal partners. No, that has no place in halacha or Torah. They're not equal partners. He purchases her. He buys her. She is a kinyan kasbai. Amid the iraisa, she could eat truma. Elamai, do you remember the Gemara brought two possible reasons why an arusa cannot eat truma? Why can't she eat truma? Because, number one, she's still living at home. And she still has siblings who are Yisraelim. And she's going to bring back Shirayim from what her Aurus gives her. And she's going to feed Truma to her family. Or, there's another reason. And that is, what if he finds that she had a mum? And he makes the Kedushin and he's oiker the kedushin. So it turns out that she ate truma when she was when she had no right to, because the kedushin is uprooted lamafreya. So these are two reasons why, even though midarais and arusa could eat truma, midrabanan she can't. However, the Mishnah says once the 12 months comes, then we say she's allowed to eat truma. Why is she allowed to eat truma? We're going to see, because once the arus feeds her, so he's going to feed her in a special designated area. And we're not afraid she's going to then bring it home to her family. Also, what about he's going to be oiker the kedushin lemafreya? Remember this? Well, before he spends a penny on this lady, he's going to have his yenta relatives look her over from head to toe to make sure she has no mumen. He's not even going to buy her French fries before he makes sure that she doesn't have a mum. So therefore, midoraisa she could eat shum. Elam either tuch shashas midrabanan, neither of which apply when this man comes. Aval hayavam enoy macha b'tshuma. But a yavam, when a yavama falls to the yavam, she cannot eat truma. Why not? What if he gia hazman? The answer is, if she's falling from a kohen to a kohen, so when she was married, let's say she was an arusa to a kohen, she was kinyan kasbai. But a yavama is not a kinyan kasbai. She's a kinyan kasbai of the dead brother. So she's zakuk to a kohen, but she can't eat truma. Okay, fine. Now, va'afilu asasa shisha chadashim b'fnei abal v'shisha chadashim b'fnei hayavam. If, let's say, she lived with the husband 6 months, and now she's waiting for yibam for 6 months. In other words, let's say the first husband said, let's get married, let's do nisuin. And she was an arusa to the first guy. Then she was waiting 6 months to do yibam to the second guy. No. Va'afilu kulan b'fnei abal chaser yom echad. Even if all 12 months were by the husband, and then he died, and she spent one day in front of the yavam. Ay kulan b'fnei ayavam chaser yom echad. Or she spent one day with the husband, and the rest of it by the yavam. Eino echeles b'tshuma. She can't eat shuma. Now that's mashma, if she was married to the guy, if she spent 12 months by the dead husband, then she would be, and therefore she was allowed to eat truma, she would be able to continue eating truma by the yavam. We'll have to see about that. But says the Gemara, Zu Mishnah Rishayna. This is the first teaching. The first teaching is that when a woman is told that in 12 months he's going to do nisuin, and then he doesn't do nisuin, so she could eat from his property, and then once she could eat from his property, she could eat truma. Why could she eat truma? Again, we said because there's no concern that she's going to feed her siblings because he feeds her in a designated area, and there's no concern of mekach tos because he's going to look her over. He's going to have his relatives look her over. That was the original teaching. Zu mishnah rishayna. Bez din shel achreyem amru. A later court said, ein ho isha echeles v'tshuma ad shetikanes l'chuppah. A woman does not eat truma until nisuin. So they revoke this then. Now, the din of Rabbi Elazar, that since a husband has to feed his wife, he could annul her nadarim. This is talking about a boigeres or shas hashnei masar chaydash. Meaning, basically, the Mishnah is saying that if he's supposed to marry her and 12 months passed, since she eats from since he has to feed her, so he could annul her nadarim. That's very analogous to what Rabbi Elazar said, and to what the Mishnah Rishayna said, that when 12 months pass, she could eat truma. We're comparing the din that just like when 12 months pass in our Mishnah, he could be made for her nadarim. Likewise, when 12 months pass, she's allowed to eat truma. We're saying that these two dinim are analogous to each other. Bezdin Shachreim Amro, a later court said, Ein ho isha echas v'tshuma shitkanes l'chuppa. A woman does not eat shuma until she goes l'chuppa. And now, so let's see the Ran over here. You ready for the Ran? Let's see the Ran. Says the Ran on the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, Mishnah Rishayna, Amru, Davar Echa, Dechshi, Giyaz, Mana, Linasei, that when the time comes to do Nisuin, the Linasei, and he doesn't do the Nisuin, Kivin Shechai, Balab, Mzonesah, since the Baal is Chayv to feed her, Chashvinan, like Nisua, we consider her like a Nisua, like Tzas Tvarim, Vyafa Pisha, Inubaves Baal, even though she's not in her husband's house. Rabbi Lezer, Hada Amran, the Amar Bimasnisin, Bala, Mefer Nedarea, Balay Shudfase Dahav. Rabbi Lezer is what we had in the Mishnah. And Hayava Meinoy Macha Batshuma Kida Alfinon Hasam Perkafopi the Kinyan Kaswayam Rahmana Vahai Kinyan Da'achiv. And here she is the Kinyan of his brother. Asasa Vav Chadashim Efnei Baal, Sha'avru Alea Vav Chadashim Chayi Habal. 6 months passed in the life of the husband, May Oysan Yudbeis Chodesh Shanasnu Lacha Chamim, that from the 12 months that the Chamim gave, Misha Shatava Habali Nasei. Zu Mishnah Rishayna, the Ran says, on the fourth medium narrow line, the Svirle di Isha Echeles, Betruma Kadim Shatikanes Lechuppah. Bezdin Sha'achreyam Amru, Ein Isha Echeles, Betruma Shatikanes Lechuppah. Now, what's the reason that Bezdin said that a woman cannot eat truma until she goes l'chuppa? What was the reason? I thought the chashashos don't apply. I thought he feeds her in a designated area. I thought he's going to check her out. Apparently, the chashashos still do apply. Umefarshi hasam tamayu imisham simpon. Kalaymer shema yimsabamam v'nimsa mekha mekartas. Imisham shema tashka koshel truma l'achil l'achaysa. Now, v'hai de'aisi hach seifa. Why do we bring in this seifa? Just bring in the resha over there. What does the resha say? V'loi aisi resha demasnisin dektani behedya noisin lebesula yud beis chaydeh shalaman olamid higiyaz man v'loi nesai oichlis mishalai v'oichlis b'tshuma. Mishum dahach seifa mefarsha tve. The seifa is more explicit. Hai mishnah rishayna v'hai mishnah achrayna. So, v'ikur nischi d'ksiva b'hu kula masnisin. Alma mishnah rishayna is really Rabbi Elazar. The mishnah rishayna holds like Rabbi Elazar. The mekivan shabala chayv b'mezonosah. Since the husband is chayv in the mezonos, harei hi k'tzas b'shus b'ayla. The Havamina feels like this, that the Mishnah Rishayna that says Oichlois Betruma holds that so again, Alma Mishnah Rishon is really Kribalezer. The Mekivan Shabalachim Bimazona says, since the husband is chayv to feed her, Harihi Ktsas Bishus Baila, she's somewhat in the Rishus of the husband, the Mishim Hachi Oicheles Bechuma. The Kasakadai Techashta. The Gemara thinks now, the Ilav, the Mishnah Rishon is really Kribalezer. If not for the fact that the Mishnah Rishon holds like Kribalezer, Afagav the Isser Chuma Ba'arusa Lesa. If not for the fact that the Mishnah Rishon holds like Rabbi Lezer, that she's somewhat of a Nesua, even though she's Aser Betruma, even though the Isser of Trum Ba'arusa is only Midrabanan. In other words, what the Ran is bothered by is, what does Rabbi Lezer have to do with the Mishnah by Truma? Rabbi Lezer here is talking about Hafaras Nadarim, which is a Dinda Iraisa, and whether or not you could eat Truma is only an Isser Drabanan. Midai Raisin Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. It's only an Isser Drabanan. So why are we hinging that Rabbi Lezer, who holds you could do Hafaras Nadarim, that fits in well with the halacha that an Arusa could eat Truma? Why not? The only reason Arusa can eat Truma is Midrabanan. What does that have to do with the Dindai Raisa of our Mishnah? The answer is, even though the Isser Chum Vairus says only Rabbanon, the Gazer Imisham Simpon Imisham Shematashka Kos Shal Chumal Achila Chosa, still, Ilav Debemida Daraisa Kaimer Bershus Baila Kreb Lezer, if not for the fact that by biblical halachos, she is already in the domain of the husband, then we would never be lenient by rabbinic. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Doi Raisa. You're right. The Dine Truma are Dine Drabbanon, Dine Nadarma are Din Doi Raisa. But if not for the fact that we see by Doi Raisas that an Arusa could be considered in the domain of the husband when it's Higia Hazman, then we would never be able to say that we'll be lenient by a Din Drabbanon, by Truma. Afagal de Rabbanon, he loy ukmu, Bershu said the Chacham asu chizik adreim, kishal Torah. The rabbis would have upheld their words like a biblical. So right now we're assuming the din da'iraisa of a Baal being made for the Nadarm of an Arusa, Shigiazmana, the fact that he could do it, that is absolutely consistent with the fact that we allow an Arusa, Shigiazmana, to eat Shuma. Because if we wouldn't have found that a leniency by a Doiraisa, we never would have been lenient by a Drabana. To which Abaye says, no, you could really differentiate between the two. Back in the Gemara, Amarle Abaye, Abaye said, Dilma Lohi, maybe this is not so. Ad kan loika ashmiina and Mishnah Rishina. When does the Mishnah Rishina say that an Arusa Shiagia's mana is somewhat in the domain of the husband? Elolamecha b'chuma drabanan. Only to allow rabbinic eating of truma. Aval nedarim d'oraisa. But annulling vows, which is biblical, emalai, maybe the husband doesn't have that capacity. Just because we'll allow a woman who's an Arusa to eat truma, mishegiyas mana, that's because midaraisa, she's allowed to eat truma. Because she's kinyan kaspay. They're outside gezeros rabbanon. Okay, so we'll be lenient kishegiyas mana. But who says we'll be lenient kishegiyas mana to allow a husband to annul nadarim? Look in the Ran. Amar le'abai v'dum alo yad kan lo yashmina mishnah rishana elamecha b'chuma drabbanon. Misham dekiva demidina arusa chas b'chuma. Since biblically an arus could eat chuma, rabbanon hu degazar, it's the rabbis who made the gzera imisham simpain, either because they're worried he'll be oikar the kedushin because of a mum, or imisham shama tishka, or because she'll give drink to her family, kol shechai b'mzon sa'a, if he has to feed her, leke elamecha shlohachi. There's no concern, Vishari, the Mishum Simpain, there's no gezera of, we're not worried about a mum. The Mukmi Demikami diyav lamazonis before he'll feed her badukla yidei kroivos. He'll get his yenta relatives to check her out. Kehechi doy lishti zuzi bichti, so he doesn't waste money. Ubedikas chutz shma bedika. And their external examinations would be a good examination. And the concern that she might give to drink to her family. There's also leka. The kivan, the iu, mefarnisla. Since he's supporting her, tuchta miyachidla, he'll designate a spot. So there's, we're only dealing with chashd rabbanon, and there's a reason to be lenient. Avo nedarim demidai raisa ein aros mefar. Midai Raisa and Aras canon on the Dharam, even after he gives mana. Even after he's chayvim azaynos. Emel cha. Why, I could tell you, Dulay Matsi Mefer, Elabashid Faseh Da'av. And now the converse. Va'ad kan lo shamat le Rebbe Lezer. You can make the case, Rebbe Lezer is only. Allows you. Maybe Rebbe Elazar only allows you to be made for the nedarim of your wife. You know why? Because of a zaitig svara. You ready for this outside svara? It's not that we consider the husband. It's not like we consider her fully in the domain of the husband. Ela gabi nedarim kedra Pinchas mishmei derava, like a Pinchas in the name of Rava, the Rav, the Amar kol hanoideras al das balo hinoideras. There's a concept that when a woman makes a nether, she makes the nether to, it should be subject to the control and the domain and the sovereignty of the husband. So therefore, even though you're dealing with a dairaisa, maybe only then Rabbi Lezer allowed the husband to annul, not because she's in his domain, but because she's thinking when she made the nether, it should be under the domain of the husband, under the authority of the husband. Avo truma, afilu midrabanan, but by truma, even if it's only drabanan, nami lo yachal, maybe she can't eat it. Let's see the Ran. Va'ad kan lo shamat le Rebbe Elazar ela gabi nedarim. V'loy mishum dechash of leik nesua. It's not because we consider her like nesua. Ela kedra Pinchas de Amar kal hanoideres al das baila hinoideres. It's because of Rav Pinchas. And this is Davar Yafa Be'itai, because this is our last Gemara before Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, we have B'Nisan Nigalu, so we need Eliyahu as Pinchas to redeem us. That's why right before Chodesh Nisan, the night before Chodesh Nisan, we have to do tshuva for the whole year, before the new year. So we have the Chiddush of Rav Pinchas. What is this chiddush? Rav Pinchas says as follows: the Amar Kol Hanoideras Al Das Bala Hinoideras Hilchos Svir Leil Rav Lezer the Kivan the Ihu Mefarnisla, since he's supporting her, even though she's not in his domain, Vaday Nodra Al Daite, she is Menader on his das. Avo Betruma Afil Drabana Loyachla Dikul Meimer Dinehi Nami Dhu Mefarnisla. It's true he supports her. And it's true she could eat midai raisa, but there are chashos derabanan that she might feed it to her family, or he might be oikar the kedushin iklamechash misham simpa in the kasavri bedikas chutz loishma bedika. Even though the yentas will check her out, they can't give her an MRI. You know, they could check her from the outside, but they can't do sonograms. I don't know. Maybe bisman hazeh the yentas could even do that. I'm not sure. They could stuff her into an open MRI or something, you know? V'l'shema tishka nami yikalmecha shalav duchta miyachla, maybe he won't designate a spot. Now, the Ran deals with a very interesting shaila. In a few lines down, v'ika de'alfi, this is an unauthorized Ran. But does this mean anytime somebody is menader, thinking that he's doing it, I'll das somebody else, that somebody else could be mefer? Or is this only in a case of a husband? So the Ran wants to say that some learn from here, just like we say over here that this woman is menader on the das of the husband, even though he's not the husband yet, and therefore he could be mefer. The Ran says two lines later, "Vizu etzli shigigas hayra." In my opinion, this is an erroneous psak. The Afagav the Amar Daldas Bailino Das Velachit Sarch Bal Sheyafala Ba'osei Lashon Shekotzvala Tayra. The Baal still has to annul with the special terminology that the Torah established. Ugzeres Hakosavu. It's still a decree of the Creator that a husband could annul, and this is just a logic for that decree. Mishamachi ain't call a shana shavin by not all languages work. Ukid amra lekaman vi amrit diminoida al das chaver nami idach matzi mefer mishum de kaneder al tnai dami. Hare hatarasha shabava achar roi shati nemres v'chalash, and then you should be able to use any terminology. So what does Reb Pinchas mean if this is limited to the husband? Elavade Reb Pinchas hachi kamar nehida hafara de bal gzeres hakosavi. It's true, it's a heavenly decree that a husband could annul. Why? What's the logic behind this heavenly mechanism? The logic is, al das baila hinoi deras. Can I ask you a question? I don't understand what the Ran is saying, because we're saying, really, that even midrabanon, she's not in his rishus, and that's why she can't eat truma. So she's not her husband. He's not the husband. Unless we say, no, midai raisa. Yeah, I'm not really getting what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying this is a limited din to the husband. This doesn't apply to anybody who you're noider al-das. It's a special din that a husband could be menader. The thing is, this guy's not the husband, though. Because we're dealing with an arusa, and arusa doesn't have the capacity to do it. Okay, we have to think about that. In other words, the Ran seems to be saying that this is not a din in Kol HaNoidra. This is not a specific din that anytime you're Menadra, I'll das somebody else, they could be made for it. It's explaining the rationale of the Gzeres HaKosav of why a husband could be made for it. The only thing is, in this case, you're only an Arusa. And the fact that it's Higia Hazman doesn't even allow you to eat Shuma Midrabanan. Okay, we have to think about that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll see you in the upcoming year that starts tomorrow night. Please join us tomorrow night. We have an amazing topic. I never did this topic. I was thinking about it for many years. Tomorrow night, we begin the major subject. Could you be Makriv the Karban Pesach Bezman Hazeh? The unbelievable machlekes of Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Unbelievable stuff. Whether you could be makriv, karbonos, bezman hazeh. Have a good night. Hatzlacha Rabba. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.